I have a small story about a year ago. My sister came to visit and brought her daughter, my niece, and I took them on a visit to the center. And as the habit is, newcomers have to meet Jane or Kitty, who brought them to meet Jane. And Jane is like the patron saint of children. My niece is 10 years old. And she was so delighted to be with Jane, and they talked about all their favorite TV programs. Turns out Jane watches only children's television. And my sister doesn't say very much. My sister's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force now.
No.
Very reserved. Air Force family, three boys, one girl, and it was the girl who became the Air Force officer, not what my father had anticipated. So my sister was observing all this, and I knew she was taking it in because I've seen my sister doesn't miss any word or gesture, but she never says anything. But years later, you can tell she remembers it. So she's watching Dennis be delighted by Jane, and Jane was just so loving. And finally, we had to drag Dennis out because we were going to go on the tour of the center. And Dennis asked Jane, "Can I come back and visit you?" And Jane said, "Of course, darling." And he would think these were two long-lost friends, this whole thing going on. So we go to the center, and we go through the front gate rather than just going through the side, because I thought they should sign in, and I thought it would be nice. And so we get in, and we're going on the tour, and to my great joy, no unusual people were on the center.
Oh, the center was empty.
Not even Bob was there. Bob was not there.
Maybe they were off in the golf cart somewhere.
On the 14th green, right?
But Lavovi was there down the center, and she was so lovingly greeted my sister, and it was just everything was perfect. So we got to the barn, and Ann was with me, and I said, "Let's go to the barn." And Ann said, Ann was thinking, "No, don't take them to the barn. They'll never, I mean, the barn is too much for them. It'll be like too much contact with Bob." She didn't say all this because they were right there. But I could see that she was thinking, you know, now that'll be it for them if they go to the barn. And I don't know why Ann was like that, but I just sort of said, we're going to the barn. So we went. And we get there, and the sign says, "Please remove your shoes." And Dennis noticed that. And she thought that was kind of unusual. So she did it. She took her shoes off, not without a protest. "Why do I have to remove my shoes?" I said, and she had been all over me, and I said, "The sign says remove your shoes." I said, "So we removed them." Okay, so in she went. And who was in there but Dan Butlerstone was sitting in the one chair. There's four chairs, three of which have ropes because Baba had sat in one you could sit in. So she immediately put some particular importance on that Dan was sitting in this one chair you could sit in. So she asked him, "Can I sit in that chair?" "Well, when he moves, you can sit in the chair." "I have the ropes on the other chair." I said, "That's where Bob sat." "And you can sit in it. Did he sit in that chair?" I said, "He may have sat in it, but you can sit in that chair." "Okay, when's he going to leave?" I don't know. And with all this whispering, and finally, Dan, I think his meditation interrupted. He So, meanwhile, we're looking at the Baba stains on the walls, and somehow we've forgotten about Dan. She immediately, as soon as Dan gets up, she gets in the chair. By this time, we're sitting in those other little chairs behind, just quietly absorbing the atmosphere. And Dan peeks her head up over the back of the chair, it's a high back chair, and looks at him, and she says, "Do you hear it? Can you hear it? Now, no noise, no noise." She's up there, and she says, "Can you hear his silence?" And I was at that, she got my attention. and she says, it's his presence is here. Now these words, I'm not sure I told her about Baba's silence yet. And I certainly hadn't mentioned the word Baba's presence. And she says, "You've got to sit in this chair." "Can you feel it? He's here. You can almost see him walking." She says, "Just wait, don't talk." And why we come here. She says, now get in the chair. Come on, get up. Mommy, get up. And my sister's like, you know, she's like, just can't believe it. So Ann gets up and sits in the chair. She was not going to be quiet until somebody sat in the chair. So Ann sat in the chair, and Nana sat in front of her, looking to see what would happen. And Ann confirmed that, yes, she felt all his love and presence here. And then she wanted me to sit in the chair. And by this time, the whole thing is sort of, so we decided to get up and go. And I may have sat there for a second, and I assured her that this was perfectly all right. That this is, everybody came here. This is why they came for Baba. And so that was our visit. And then the second time she came to the center, just with Elizabeth and me, she on her own wanted to collect flowers. This is what made me think of the story. To offer at Baba's chair in Lagoon Cabin. It was her own idea. I mean, it's not even a custom there to do that. But she came up with the idea, so her and Elizabeth went off and collected flowers and went in and gave them to Baba as an offering. And then she got my promise that she could come back to the center and make sure that she would be allowed back anytime. And now she doesn't just go talking about Baba. This is, I mean, to subsequent visits, she's been on the center, but that doesn't seem to be any need for her to talk to me about Bob. And it's just natural as could be.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
How old probably was 11 she? Now. She was 10 then.
That's a great story. Yes. What connection must be there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she get her mother to sit in the chair?
Lynn wouldn't get up and sit in the chair. I think Lynn was sort of grabbed onto the chair she was sitting in a little harder. Didn't want. And it became quite clear to me. I mean, just my thought of that was that it was Danis who would bring Baba home to my sister. That it wouldn't be me that would be, bring really anything to my sister. It would be her daughter. It was her going to be her link to Baba.